everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to be talking about another TV show today.
We are. We've been on the whole Netflix thing a lot.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually.
Netflix is our life.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about... Although, I do have a follow-up on our older Netflix episodes.
Which is, yes.
Which is now that Netflix has this little three-dot thing under each of the things you're watching, and that says remove it from this list. It's beautiful.
Does it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because there's a glitch right now in my continue watching. It's showing up programs that I've already finished watching and said remove from that list, and it's not removing itself.
Oh, mine seems just goes away. It's great. I love it. But this is in the Netflix app. I assume the Apple TV version has it too, but I don't know.
I'll check on my Apple TV later.
I know.
And let you know.
That was our biggest gripe when we talked about Netflix all those episodes ago.
Maybe they heard us. Maybe they listened and went, you know what, Shalina and Shrag? You're right.
Guys, if you're listening to this is called real influence, right? Like, don't believe all the other people. Like, we're the ones really driving change over here.
We are the influencers. So yeah, we're going to talk about Netflix. A show today called Get Organized. I keep on just remembering the name of the company. So that's why
it's called The Home Edit.
Is it called? No, The Home Edit is a company. Joanna and Clea own The Home Edit, and the show is called Get Organized.
Yeah, but they used the Home Edit as part of the branding of the show.
I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that.
The latest organizing show on Netflix.
Which is thankfully better than the last one. You can listen to our previous episode
I have a feeling you're just biased about that. I don't know if you're objective.
No, I'm objective to Marie Kondo. I still stick by my objections. And people ask me still, after all these years.
Shalina, there's a difference between being objective about something and having objections about something. Those are two very different things. You can't mix them up. You literally just like, I am objective of Marie Kondo.
Objective. I have a lot of objections. I have objections and objective. Anyway.
So for the listeners who don't know, this is not an English language podcast. This is a show about decluttering and organizing your life. And that's why we're going to talk about this new show on Netflix.
Yes. So these two ladies, Clea and Joanna, are based in America. I think they're in Nashville, but they seem to go to LA a lot because they have celebrity clients. So
you're doing this thing again. We were focusing on completely the wrong thing.
Anyway, so they have. So, but theirs is more. So the Marie Kondo one was very much about real people, but she telling them what to do and to pray and to fold. Thank God, and
Your joy
and find joy and stuff like that. Whereas these two are actually hands-on this time, which is good because that's how organizers are in the real world. We're actually hands-on. But so one half of the show will be with a celebrity and the other half will be with regular people. And their ethos, they talk about editing, categorizing, and then organizing.
Right.
I believe that's the three terms. I have watched a show. I watched a few episodes, so I should know this now. And I've been doing Insta stories on this, and tweets, so I should remember all these things. But so they've been doing that. So they've been focusing on different areas, which has been quite good as well. So they've done the closet, they've done a garage, they've done two garages that I've seen. They've done bedroom, kids' room. So I've watched three episodes, I think, or four episodes. So I haven't watched all of it yet. So there's more to go. There's like closets and stuff. They've done a closet as well. And they did Reese Witherspoon's catalogue of film clothes. So everything she wore in all her films and TV shows, they did that in a separate closet. So it wasn't even in her main closet. It was in a separate closet just for all her memorabilia from all these movies.
This is where I think, this is where our show, because we've had such a long history of so many different episodes, we can point Reese Witherspoon to the episode about walk-in closets being separate from regular closets. And she can use that too. she might learn her tip.
But she's got them too. So she's a big fan and the executive producer. So it was interesting to watch. Did you even watch it?
You know, this is coming from someone who like can barely remember any detail about the show that I'm reminding you of everything. What do you think happened?
Did you watch it?
Of course, I had to watch it. We were recording this. I wanted to
check
it out.
I didn't know you were going to watch it. Which one did you watch?
This was the first one.
So I thought you didn't watch any of it because you didn't watch the Marie Kondo one last time.
No, but that's because I was kind of surprised by the fact that we were going to talk about the Marie Kondo one. It was not exactly prepared. You were like, I have thoughts about Marie Kondo, and that's how we ended up recording the episode.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this one is good. They are good in a way. I mean, they do a lot of the things that I do, and they say this a lot of what I say, maybe in different terminology, but it's a lot of it is the same.
So I think one thing I noticed, or what caught me when I was watching this, which I think is slightly different, is that they're not heavy declutterers. They're more organizers, right? So I think that was one of the distinctions. I think that that's important. Not that that's not a, that's a bad thing, but it was one of those things where you're, and you look at a Marie Kondo, at least to contrast it.
Yeah.
Marie Kondo is more a declutterer. Now, we may disagree with the methods or whatever, but her entire point is only keep those things that that spark joy or whatever.
Yeah.
But that is a fundamental decluttering thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about getting rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For them, I think it was more about like, let's make your stuff look good and let's organize it and let's keep it in a good place, more than let's get rid of all the things you don't need,
which
heavily, right?
Yeah, so and that was concerning because I mean they did do it for some things, but and I mean in the episode I watched where they did this family kitchen, they must have decluttered a lot of stuff because there was so much stuff in that kitchen. There wasn't enough cupboard space to have put everything back. So I think they did get rid of a lot of food and they did get rid of some crockery and stuff, but they just didn't show it. And they don't show it in all the episodes. So, I mean, in some, like, they had, what's her name? She's a celebrity stylist. Is it Zoe? I can't remember her name. Anyway, her, she had a massive closet and she said she had lots of vintage. So they kept the things she was going to wear, but the vintage was going to a storeroom. And you know how I feel about storerooms and that it's just going to languish in there and you're going to spend money on it. Yes, she's got the money to put that. But what's the point of keeping all this vintage stuff? Why not sell it, give it to a museum, maybe she's keeping it for her kids or something. But I just think it's, you know, wear it, use it, or get rid of it. You know, that's my view. And then, and in a lot of the places, they did Khloe Kardashian, who's very organized. She says she's got OCD, and I think she may have from the way they were acting with her and putting the boxes in a straight line and stuff. So she's a different kind of client, and they've worked with her in the past, so they know what her psychological methods, you know, how she is psychologically, you know what I mean? So they didn't show everything. And of course, it's a TV show, so they're not going to show you everything that's done. But the lack of decluttering was a bit of a kind of red herring in a way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it was just, it's something I think that should be noted. I think if you look at it from a point of view of saying, hey, here's a show about how we're going to organize, it does it. It's fine. It serves its purpose, right? But when you kind of get into this thing where it's like, okay, we're going to try and help you lead a better life, the decluttering aspect can't be ruled out of those kind of things.
So exactly.
I think that distinction is important to make, and as long as we make it, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're right. I think that there's, again, we tend to compare to Marie Kondo, but that's the other Netflix show, right? So I think one of the things that does stand out is that this is a lot, you can relate to a lot more of these things.
Yes.
They're talking about what they're seeing and doing and in the way of organizing stuff. Mm. Because they had a better approach than, and they're more hands-on, as you mentioned as well.
So they were very hands-on. Like, the other thing I found was that they, one thing which was very bad, and all the organizers have been talking about this, is that they tried on the clothes. So they tried on Reese Witherspoon's slippers from Legally Blonde. We would never try on the clothes, you know, unless you get permission from your client. And I have one client who I love, who I've had for years, who does tell me to try on clothes. You know, she'll give me a jacket. She's actually given me a leather jacket because she's like, try it on. I've got three of these. You take one. And I'm like, well, it probably won't fit. And no, I don't try on clothes. And she's gone, no, try. And I've ended up having a leather jacket, which is beautiful, but it's bonkers. But she had three exact sizes, the same size. And there's been other things. So,
considering that they were doing celebrities and stuff, it probably was something that they had to get on. They had to kind of clear before they did the show, I'm sure.
But the way it looked, it just looked like they just spun. And most probably, yes, it was all set up.
Of course,
you know, Reese is an executive producer, so I'm sure she must have given permission.
And of course. Yeah. And also, like, at the end of the day, even if she hadn't, let's say, but it would never have made the final cut, right? Obviously, like, someone has looked at that and said it. well, we know how these things work, but I see your point is that it's kind of a weird message to put out there to be like, oh, when people come and organize your stuff, they might try other stuff.
Right? And the other worry is that there's that Drew Barrymore movie that people still talk about where they went on to South Africa on holiday, but she's a professional organizer. That's when a lot of people last few years realized that there was a job for organizing closets. It's called Blended.
Yeah.
And she tries on clothes of a client's without permission as well, and then gets caught, and then there's a draw, and they put it on social media. So that is again saying, you know, oh yeah, these people do that, and that's not great because we don't want our clients.
It's not the message you want out there. I agree.
So that was a concern. The other thing is the boxes. They use so many. All right, so they have their own product line with ID Design, I think it is, and it's in various stores around the world. So obviously they're going to promote their boxes because they want people to buy, especially the big boxes, which they kept on using, which are $25 each. It's a lot of money for a clear plastic box to put things in, like they put a client who's Eva Longoria's children's her kid, her son, he had these tiny equal little shoes, and they put them in these boxes. Now that's fine for now because these equal little boxes will fit these big boxes will fit these little shoes. But when he starts getting bigger, it's just a waste of box. You know, I suppose you could use it for something else, but she wanted everything hung, which I thought actually was quite a good idea for the kids' clothes. But to use that many boxes, it seemed a waste. So, and they're sharing on their Insta stories now, all these people going out and buying all these boxes. So there's all the boxes are sold out in America right now, which is great for them. They're going to make money. And I suppose that's why they did it. But it's clutter. It's going to become clutter. Not everybody needs that many boxes and is going to use that many boxes. You need to have the right boxes for the right situation. So that's the thing. And people are all like, oh yeah, I want clear boxes. But clear boxes means that you can see everything inside. Unless it's neatly organized by an organizer or you're that neatly organized, it starts looking messy. Mm. So you have to bear that in mind. So I had a client yesterday. She didn't want anything to be seen visually. She needed cupboards with doors because if she sees anything and it's a little bit out of place, she will get anxiety. Mm. So we couldn't use clear boxes with her. I used white boxes because it means she wouldn't see, you know, like I did her baking goods. She has a lot of baking stuff and she likes cooking, you know, baking a lot. So there's all the bits and pieces like the little colouring, the vanilla pods, all this stuff. It's tiny little annoying bottles that don't stay straight. So if it's in a white box, you can't see them toppling over. You know what I mean? So you have to think about that when you're getting stuff for yourself or you're working with a client. What do they like? What do they use? What will work for them in their house?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, we have come across this. We've talked about this a few times before. Like it is, there is the Pinterest version of an organized kitchen, pantry, house, doesn't matter, closet. Yeah. And then there's the real one.
Yeah.
And the reason sometimes those things are different is because, you know, not necessarily all the boxes that look super pretty are in an affordable range when you need 20 of them,
yeah.
Right? That's not necessarily the cheapest thing to do, no. Which you've just talked about. And then sometimes also, like, these things happen in stages, right? So you might go out, buy 5 boxes, do something with it. And then, like, 2 months later when you're doing the next step, well, those boxes may not be available. They might not be available in the same color. There could be various reasons why your closet may look a little off compared to what a Pinterest picture might look or something that on the show looks, right? And I think it's important to kind of remember a little bit of that distinction because it's so easy to it's so easy to get caught up in this, like, oh my God, this picture perfect thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it's important to remember that not only is it not always going to be picture perfect, but there's nothing wrong if it isn't. Like there are more, the important thing is you have your stuff organized or as we talk about, finding stuff in 5 seconds or less. Like you need to know where everything is and things need to be organized. It's not so much about is every box all over the house in the same theme
exactly.
or not sometimes, right? And I think that's, it's nice for the show and of course it's good for them because they're running a product line with it, but something to just remember, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I had a client last week, so she showed me her bookcase. She'd seen the show. You know, like they do like doing the bookcases in rainbow colors. So she'd done that.
Funny, I was going to mention that, but continue.
Yeah, and then I was like, and she went, have you, look, I did it. I went, oh, great. And I went, Yeah, but how about if you need to find, like, you want to find your nonfiction or you want to find your fiction? If you don't read the books and they're just there for viewing, great.
That's fine, yeah.
But if you want to access, you know, quickly a book, you won't remember them by the color of the rainbow color, the color of the binding bit, will you? It's more by the theme or the topic or the, whether it's fiction or
non-fiction. Generally, like, it's an author or title or something. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned the rainbow thing. I was going to bring it up because it's something I've done or if I've traditionally done with my closet, right? And
right.
So it's just really interesting because not only did that remind me of it, but I actually had a friend message me who'd seen the show and be like, hey, look, there's a show they're talking about, like, rainbow organizing, which I thought just was a funny thing. So
yeah.
So growing up, just for context, like, growing up, because we lived in an era where we used pencils and color pencils and all that.
Crayola too,
yeah. But we had this color box, right? Like the box of colors.
Yeah.
And they'd be organized in a certain way and kind of almost like a rainbow fashion.
Yes, always, yeah.
And so for some reason, that was something I always did. And by the way, I don't have any other such tendencies typically. But when it came to putting my color pencils back in the box, it always went back in that same order.
Me too.
Right? And so over the years, for some reason, like as a pattern, that's always been in my head. And so generally... And it doesn't, I'm not a stickler with it or anything, but if I reorganize my closet, if I'm like, okay, today I'm going to clean out, and all my stuff will go back in.
Color.
That rainbow color organization.
Oh, is it rainbow?
Yeah, like typically, actually I match the pattern that I used to do with the color pencils more than pure rainbow.
Right.
But it was always like, it starts with white and then moves to, like, so the white comes first. Then you have, I think it's yellow, orange, red, then shifts to blue, green.
And green, then blue, then brown, gray, black.
The purple in between somewhere there, yeah. And then brown,
purples
gray,
with
black.
Blue.
Purple with blue, and then brown, gray, black. Yeah,
I do that.
That's what it is. So it's red to purple, purple to blue to green, and then green eventually goes to brown, and then black, gray and black. Yeah. And so that's typically how I always organize my shirts and t-shirts and stuff. So it was just one of those funny things to see that kind of be what they were recommending.
Well, I do the clothes, and I do that in, and I've been doing that for years with clients. And but the reasoning for that is, yes, it looks pretty, but it also enables you to see how many things you've got in that color. Same color.
It's super important. Yeah.
And
sometimes it's also it helps. The idea, again, going back to do something effectively, do something quickly, is sometimes when you're matching something, you want something of one color. It's easy to go and look at everything of that color in that same time.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
you can see how much you've got on one thing. So, you know, me, I have 10 black t-shirts, different types of black t-shirts, and I wear them all until they faded, but I love them.
Yeah.
But that's my thing, and it's the joke, and I don't have much white things, whereas I'll have other clients who will have loads of white clothes, and I always am very impressed by people who wear white because I spill food and drink on my clothes. So it's always funny when I see so much white clothes, but I have three white tops, and that's it. So that, you know, and it's good to see that and to see, you know, sometimes you'll see clients and they'll have one orange top and everything else is maybe primary colors. And I'll say to them, why have you got this orange top? And they're like, oh, well, I thought about it. I'm like, look at it against everything else in your wardrobe. It doesn't match with anything. Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll go, and I'm like, it doesn't go with your skin tone even, you know. So they'll be like, you're right, actually, that's true. I should get rid of it. And so it's a good way to see that you can see then by the color that actually some colors shouldn't be even in your wardrobe at all. So it's good to do that. But some of the things.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. I can see why it doesn't work, for example, with books, right? That's a whole different kind of organization and why that color should matter there. So yeah. I get that. Yeah.
And I mean, it looks great. I mean, I'm getting inquiries about doing kitchens and pantries and they're seeing their ones, you know, and a lot of people are following them on Insta stories and Instagram and stuff. So they're seeing how they do it. And they saw Khloe Kardashian's one because they showed that. And it looks great. It's Pinterest worthy. It is.
Yeah.
And I've seen them for years and I've been watching. And yeah, it's Pinterest worthy, but it's too much.
Yeah.
You don't need that many turntables. You don't need that many boxes for things. You shouldn't have that much food, you know, unless you've got a really big family, because it goes back to our thing about not wasting food and not buying too much bulk buy. You don't need to in this day and age. So to have that many containers of stuff, it seems a bit too much and too excessive. And I mean, I do work in big houses, in big villas and palaces and stuff. So I know how big families can be, but it just looks extreme. And it might be a cultural thing. And I mean, we know it, in America, they like the Costco bulk buying, collecting for hurricanes, kind of thing.
There are certain places where there is merit for it. As you mentioned, sometimes it's disastrous. But also for certain things that you know you consume a lot of and stuff, makes sense. But then there are other things where it's just like you're just doing it because you saved a bit. And then it's just sitting there for 6 months. And you're barely through the first container and you've got four others, like in the lineup, right? Like this is exactly. just one of those things where you want to be careful about that.
And you put stuff in the containers, you don't know what the best before end date is then.
The expiration date.
Because you've thrown that away in the bin. So, and then you just think, how old is this? You know, because they don't put labels on them to say, or keep that date on in there, you know, somewhere. So that would be a thing to do. Like you get the label which says the date, stick
and
it
you keep
under
it in the thing.
Stick it under the container or under the lid, so you have that to look at to say, "Oh, okay, that's when I have to get rid of it." But people won't do that because it's an extra job. And another thing is, you know, and like I've had clients who want to get all these spice jars and put all the spices in there, and I'm like, "Yeah, we'll do that now. When that spice runs out, when you buy a new spice bottle of spices, will you fill up your spice jar with this? Will you do that extra job? If you're a busy woman, if you're working, you've got kids, you've got online learning, you've got school activities, all this, cooking, blah, blah, blah."
Absolutely.
It's an extra job.
And I think being organized is great, and there is organization that is not depicted necessarily by everything looking the same and in the same container and all that. It's also organization in terms of going back to this thing we were talking about, is knowing where everything is and finding it quickly.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd never get spice jars because I would not put in that effort. I already know that.
Mm.
Right. And so I'd much rather get the jar and then recycle them and it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that arrangement because that works for me, because I'm not going to spend that extra time in a kitchen or wherever to do it. And that's just how I do it. Right.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of buying pasta and then having a pasta jar that I dump everything into. I don't do it, right?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things I think that it's important to remember, sort of do what works for you at the end of the day
and
make sure that kind of balances out beyond just, okay, I can take an amazing picture, but then, like, is it practical enough?
Yeah, exactly. And it all comes to practice. I mean, and practicality. And, I mean, like, a client I've had recently for the kitchen was awesome because she does cook. She cooks regularly every day. And she even looked and she got rid of items that she was like, she got rid of kidney beans that she knew was old. She was like, "I don't even eat kidney beans, so we're not buying this again and I'm not putting it in a jar." But everything else put in jars. But you could see she uses it. You know, with the spices, she uses them all. So I said to her, there's no point putting them in spice jars. You use the spices so often that within 6 months you'll need to go buy a new one. And you buy the same brand anyway, just do that. And so she was like, yeah, that makes sense. So you have to make it work for you rather than what it shows on the show. But they did have some good things there.
I think so too. Like I said, as we started, I think that it was a much bigger improvement from the previous version.
Yeah.
But also I think, no, they're definitely, from an organization's standpoint, I think so. I think like I said, we shouldn't rule out the decluttering bit, and I think that's something people should be aware of, and then obviously explore that on a different avenue or listen to episodes off the show. But this show is more about organizing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and they, now I'm getting, you know, calls from people going, "So do you have staff work with you?" And I'm like, "No, it's just me," because people get overwhelmed if you have too many people, say in your closet.
Yeah.
You don't want to have three other women in the closet with you while we're doing the decluttering and organizing together. It's too much. So
I wouldn't mind, but yeah, I can see how it would be a problem for some people.
Yeah, for a lot of people, yeah. So that was amusing to see how many people they work with and how they have handymans, even though I do have a handyman as well to help me every so often.
Yeah.
And like their assistant was very happy that she was doing donuts to the shawls. Did you see that? All my friends who watched it went, "They would never touch my pashminas." Like, you know how we are in the Middle East. If you don't know, all of us women, even men, have a huge amount of shawls, whether it's pashminas, you know, shawls from India and Pakistan, you know, the designer shawls from Hermes and Louis Vuitton. It's a thing. We will have 20 to 30 shawls in different colors because we wear them everywhere, don't we? Like winter, aircon, at home, you know, on travel, you know, while we're traveling, you'll know who are the Middle East travelers because we all have pashminas with us on the plane. We won't use the blankets around us. We'll use pashminas because we're that kind of fancy, you know. And so pashminas, and they're very expensive. So they're valuable. You would not do them into donuts. You will ruin the shape of them. And I was looking at it going, no, no. That would never happen. My clients would kill me. I would kill me for doing that. So, yeah, that was shocking to see. And like a lot of friends were like, no, donuts? What is that? Fair enough. So, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. I mean, yeah, so that kind of, that we just wanted to talk about the show, we kind of what our thoughts were after watching the show, and of course, Shalina's thoughts on.
Yes, my thoughts.
You know, on another Netflix show here talking about organizing, which is lovely. But yeah, so that's kind of what we have for you this week. We'd love to hear from you guys and what you think of the show, and
yeah.
And if any of you tried any of the tips that they gave the celebrities, you know, like did you actually try, or did you actually turn around things based on that? That would be interesting to know.
Yeah, did you do the rainbow bookcase or do the donuts? Let us know. Write a comment in the, you know, underneath, and let us know.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
you can of course reach Shalina on social media by visiting Declutterme, that's DECLUTTRME on any of the social channels, and yeah, we'll be back next week. Until then,
bye.